He gave us such a beautiful day. I welcome you in the name of the Lord, and I want you to set your feet under his table. It's an honor to come. A lot of people in hospitals and nursing homes can't. So what I want you to do is be obedient. If you're here for the first time, obey the Lord. Will you do that? Let's pray. Bow your heads. We're so thankful to have you. Father, we're blessed people. And we want to thank you for your goodness and your mercy towards us. Our Father, I pray as we've entered into our service that we'll, Lord God, set our feet under your table, praise you and glorify you. We're so blessed, our Father, to gather here with friends, Lord, and loved ones that we're going to live with in eternity. Bless this family as they've come to minister, not entertain us, but to minister. And Jeff's going to bring the word, Lord God. So I want to thank you and praise you. Father, bless your people. If there's any here that don't know you, Lord God, that this would be the night they would surrender, open their heart's door, and let Christ come in. We'll praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I'm going to call the family to come up. I want to give them all the time, and they know I told Jeff, I said, you obey the Lord. He said, well, so I'd like to have the Mosteller family come. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you feel like waving your hand, if you like to praise the Lord, feel free. Feel free, will you? Amen. Bless you, Jeff.
Well, glad to be saved. Glad to know that I'm saved. Just ask you to get right in there, mind the Spirit of the Lord. If you mind him, it'll be a good place. But I ought to think the scripture speaks of, says, quench not the Spirit, 1 Thessalonians 5. So don't do that tonight. We're just here to mind the Lord. Talk to Pam. She mentioned, and then we'll sing here. She mentioned, you know, sing, do whatever, feel led. And, just do what she just said, do what the Lord. Well, I'll be honest, I didn't know if that meant preach or what, so I just come ready just to do whatever. So we'll, if we preach, fine. If we don't, fine. I just want the Lord to have his way, and that's fine with me. But Jesus is wonderful. If you love him, say amen in the house, would you? I mean, say it like you mean. Thank God. Say it one more time. Amen.
Jesus said, it's expedient for me to go away. Oh, but I'll send you another comforter to guide you from day to day. So they tarried at Jerusalem for power from on high. And that same Spirit that they received, save my soul. I'm joining the singing and praising His name, and I didn't leave like I came.
I like this when Jesus comes back to claim His own, and all of God's children I'll be going home, and there with the Lord I'll forever remain, and I won't leave this world like I came. Oh,
I didn't leave like I came. Oh, Lord, I was shouting the victory. Jesus saved my soul. Prison help in time.
sang, I'll love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. Thank God. In that passage, he says, he's my high tower. Thank God. Then the next verse says, I will call upon the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. I like it tonight when you can't turn to anybody else. David said, when mother and father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Thank God. I'm glad you can go to him in the midnight hour. What about you tonight? I'm glad he's a friend. Thank God that sits closer than a brother. Praise the Lord. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In that verse 4, Brother Chris, he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he'll hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. Now my head shall be lifted up above my adversaries. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praise unto the Most High. Thank God. Amen. We used to sing another song, Tony, that said, he hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. Thank God. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. Thank God. Yeah, thank the Lord. And you can go to him. Let's sing a little bit more of that. Praise the Lord. You see, Jesus is my high tower, a light in my dark hour.
Is the rock.
God's my high tower. Yeah. He sees the danger way off. And And he steers me in the right direction. And I'm glad for that. Because if I steer my own boat, I'm on the rocks every time. But I'm glad that God, it is my high tower. I'm glad he speaks to me and he allows me to listen.
Amen.
And I need to listen more and listen to him speak and be quiet. As my wife says, I need to be quiet a lot more and listen to him speak. But I'm glad that the Lord's my high tower. Good singing, good singing, good singing. Thank you.
Somebody touch.
to God. Praise the Lord. I said, can we just have church? Is that all right? Why don't we all just gather around the altar and pray for this man? Why don't we just come around and pray for him? Thank God. That was your boy. Believe that tonight. I'm glad tonight for the power and the presence of God. I appreciate the Lord for stopping by here tonight. Thank God. Praise the Lord. And I appreciate you welcoming him in. Thank God. I don't like it when I like it when he does more than just look on us. I like it when he comes and meets with us. Thank God. I appreciate my mother and father-in-law here tonight. And we was with them for about 9 years. And we appreciate them. And they just got back. They do a prison ministry. They've been doing prison ministry for about 13, 14 years, something like that. Come back late at night, had a service in Columbus, Ohio. And last night in one service, there was 44 women come and trust Jesus as their Savior. Somebody said, well, they're just doing that so they can get out on good behavior. They're just doing that. Listen, who are we to judge? All I know is it's our job to give the gospel and people to respond to the gospel. And Jesus said, I was in prison, but you visited me not. Thank God. Huh? And I appreciate them tonight. And they come with us. And I'm asking them to come up and sing a couple songs with us. With them.
Chapter John. Jesus found the Spirit talking. church, I'm not a rich man. I'm no dime. I'm not one to say I'm anything. I'm nothing. Just a boy. Just a boy.
Sings it. That's all right. It's still good. Thank God. I walk by the tomb of Buddha, looked inside and saw his bone. I traveled on to see Muhammad still. In the grave, he pleaded
forget that wonderful day when Jesus called me out. Through the angels marched around, they lifted their wings, sang that song, a sinner has been found. Then my name was written in the book, and it shall never fade. And I'll never forget that wonderful day, the day that I was saved.
Explain, we missed that ending, but we hadn't sang together in a long, long, long time. Appreciate them for what they stand for. Been 3, be 4 years come October. Don't seem like it.
A church service that I was in this week, and the preacher was preaching on when Jesus spit on the ground and made clay and healed a blind man. And it was on the Sabbath, and the Pharisees was asking the blind man about who healed him. And he said, I don't know who healed me. And they said, the Pharisee says, well, he has to be a sinner. And the blind man says this. He says, whether he's a sinner or not, I don't know. But what I do know is that I met Jesus, and now I can see. He said, I know that I was blind, and now I can see. And I thought, you know, I don't know a lot of things. I don't know a lot of things about God, but tonight I know that he can heal that boy. I know that he can work in that boy's life. I know that he can guide the doctors. He can make things happen. I know tonight that he can bring you back into his family if you walk away, that he'll accept you. I know tonight that when we sin and ask forgiveness, he'll forgive me. And I know this, that one day I was lost and I was blind and I was going to hell. And he said, Rob, are you ready? And I said, yeah, take me. And he said, welcome in. That's all I know. I just know Jesus. I don't know much, but I know him. And I'm glad that he knows me.
Amen.
Chris, don't you hate chords sometimes? Say something.
1, 2.
Never forget, right before we baptized Andrew, which was last year, we was on the mower. You know how kids are, they like to get on the ride and mow. We got a couple acres we mowed, 2.5 or so. And he's going to be baptized next Sunday. I said, Andrew, just tell me, why do you want to be baptized? He said, well, I know I'm saved. I said, well, that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. Thank God. We just love him. Now, and we're trying to raise him. Well, Cliff and Ashley is, but as of not with him, he's my nephew. But amen. Cliff and Ashley and the church and grandparents trying to raise him in the old time way, old time power of God. Listen, there's all kinds of new ideas, but listen, I'll just stick with the power of God. And let God have His way. Somebody said it's got to be a new song. Somebody said it's got to be an old song. I don't know. I just want it to be the Lord's song. And be God's song, be an anointed song. So we're trying to, he'll sing a song, says, if you're talking about the old time religion, then I know what you're talking about, amen.
Everybody's talking about something you can hear as the crowd passes by. Some are talking about the wealth and the mansion. Others talk at their troubles and strife. I don't know how to talk to a rich man to compare. I'm a beggar, no doubt. But if you're talking about that old time religion, then I know what you're talking about. If you're talking about that old time religion,
then I know what you're talking about.
It's the kind that'll make you love your neighbor
when old Satan would say turn him out.
It's the kind that'll comfort you in sorrow.
It'll never fail to make you shout.
And if you're talking about that old time religion,
then I know what you're talking about.
I like to talk about the time Jesus saved me when my poor soul was sinking in sin. I like to talk about the way he's kept me through the storm clouds, the shadows, and the rain. And I like to talk about his coming when I see his dear face in the cloud. And if you're talking about that old-time religion, then I know what you're talking about. If you're talking about that old-time religion,
then I know what you're talking about.
It's the kind that'll make you love your neighbor
when old Satan would say turn him out.
It's the kind that'll comfort you in sorrow.
It'll never fail to make you shout.
But if you're talking about that old time religion,
then I know what you're talking about.
Two more songs, y'all. Let's do this for Sister Pam.
Do you know how it feels to know something's missing, to hear a still small voice, to just keep dismissing? Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside and to think just for you on a cross someone died? Do you know how it feels when it knocks to surrender and your sins washed away, never to be remembered and known that you'll tell me new? Do you know how it feels? How does it feel to know?
Father, he owns everything. How does it feel? 16 to 14. They got apps on their phone. I didn't know. I'm not a tech guy, man. She taught me how to use the one I got now. He says, hey, Dad, check this out. He plugs it in all the way home this morning from Rock Hill, South Carolina, until we got in the driveway. He got an app that plays endless Southern gospel music. 20 years old. Now, he could have a whole lot of other stuff on his phone. 20 years old, we listen to Southern gospel music nonstop. Different songs all the way home. Nonstop. All the way home. That blessed me.
Yeah.
God put his hand out of my hands. And I could have let go of the steering wheel. I believe I would have made it home just fine. We had a good time on the way home. And I'm thankful.
Yeah.
I am thankful that my boys have gospel music on their phones when they can have a whole lot more. Now, I know they got other stuff on there too, but that's okay. But I'm just saying, hey, that blew my mind. I said, where'd you get that from? He said, oh, I've been listening to sing because he started singing with them. Man, that just tore me up on the floor up. And I'm thankful. You keep singing, little buddy. That was good stuff. Hey, that was good stuff. You keep singing. I was brought up in all my life. I used to stand beside of her when I was lower than you. And she couldn't hit notes. And she'd just stick a mic over in front of me. And I'd hit her notes she couldn't hit. You keep going singing, buddy. I love you. I love you all. It's good to be with you. I'm praying for you. I appreciate y'all.
Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Yeah. Thank the Lord.
Won't do wrong by raising your kids.
No, man.
So many people do the same song. So many people run the house. And I praise the Lord. I appreciate God for when He delivers somebody that's 35 years old on drugs. I appreciate them.
Yeah.
But I don't really know what that's like. And I appreciate getting saved as well.
Man.
I've been hurt in no way. But I appreciate all the stuff that God kept me from.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Not that it has nothing to do with me. God knows me. It's all the Lord. I don't know what it's like to be. I don't know what it's like to be here. I don't know. Because God has protected me.
Yeah.
Amen.
And, but the problem with it is, you see, that matter if you never smoked one in your life, if you're lost, you still have the same life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're all deserving of the same. We're all brought to the Lord.
Right.
That's all we need.
Amen.
And I appreciate it. Because the people that get to go to heaven, thank God, be there forever.
In visions I see. Someday I'll go there and it will swing wide and I'll be so glad I'm on the inside, inside the home gate with Jesus and loved ones I'll be. Sing a new song inside the home gate. Oh, with Jesus and loved ones I'll be. Oh, what a glad day. When the blessed home gate swings open for me.
Can you say this tonight?
Oh, glory to God. With all the redeemed, I'll sing a new song inside the home gate. Oh, with Jesus and loved ones, I'll be. Oh, inside the home gate.
Anybody going tonight
with Jesus and loved ones?
We'll get a vision over there. Do you sometimes read the Word of God? Oh, in visions I see a beautiful gate that I long to pass through
where loved ones now wait.
Someday I'll go there and it will swing wide and I'll be so glad. Oh,
what a glad day.
When the blessed home gate swings open for me.
Oh, when the blessed home gate swings open for me.
I promise we're done after this. I told them before church, I said, Brother Al, you can, after we do this, you ought to give an invitation. Dude. I feel like the Lord's been here. If I would have preached, I would have preached on some things that Jesus authored. Hebrews 5:8, being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. 1 Corinthians 14:33, God's not the author of confusion, but of peace. Hebrews 12:2, he's the author and finisher of our faith. Four times in the book of Revelation, he said, I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and thank God. You want to be saved tonight, he's the author of your salvation. You need peace tonight, he's the author of peace. So Isaiah said he'll be called the Prince of Peace. Thank God. Praise the Lord. But anyway, I told him, what I said, if you feel, get a song on your mind, you just let's sing it. Thank God. Want to mind the Spirit of the Lord. It's not the Jeff show. It's not the Allison Ashley. Or it's not even the Andrew show. It's not the Tony Mary show. It's the Lord Jesus that deserves all the praise, honor, and glory. Let's sing this little song.
If you have friends. Friend, I
back down. Somebody come take over. Amen. Brother Al, come on, buddy. Come on, take over. Give the invitation wherever you feel like.
Not our hearts burn within. He's here. They're going to sing. We invite you to come. He spoke to your heart. The Lord don't send these kind of services without speaking to someone. Some have obeyed Him and some have rejected Him. They're going to sing. We invite you to come. Go ahead.
Someday when I stand in God's city to receive the bright treasures I've won, but how can till I thank Him for what He has done. When I
thank Him for what He has done,
oh, I must look back to the crucifixion.
Just
Yes, you do.
Save your strength, you'll save the world around. There's so many.
It's not going to be long. You're going to hear, go get my children. Yeah. It's time to come home. Chris said he was glad to be home. It won't be long. We'll all be home. Praise the Lord. There's a lady here that my father-in-law knew that family so well and talked about them. And I never did connect Jeff with this family till one day he said he had her dad's funeral, Brother Rex Workman. And his daughter's here, and I really appreciate, you know, my father-in-law sung with him and would visit with him. And it's an honor. It's an honor. My doctor was his doctor. And he told me, he said, preacher, I'm going to tell you something. It's an honor. And he would come in, as I've always seen him, with a bow tie and just dressed up like you'd think he was going someplace else. And he was going to go see his doctor. Praise the Lord. He don't need that no more.
Yeah.
It's all over. He's all over. Anybody have anything they'd like to share? Amen. We're so thankful for this family. Yeah, we're so glad. We've had church tonight.
Yeah,
we've had church tonight. Praise the Lord. And I said to him when they were getting ready, I said, now you know to mind the Lord. He said, yes, I do. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's an honor to have him. Would you stand with us?
I'd like to say, too.
Bless you, Jeff. Bless you.
Last time we was here was in November, and Allison was great. We appreciate the honor and opportunity to be here. Don't take it lightly. Brother Tony will talk about all the time how it's the, I don't have to, but I get to serve the Lord.
That's right.
Wonder that God would use it.
That's right. That's right.
David said, what is man that are mindful of him?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know why. Who am I that the king would believe in that? I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he saved us and sanctified us, called us, and sent us on the way to praising him and magnifying him.
Amen.
I trust you're serving him too. We appreciate it tonight. Thank God. It's an honor as always to be
here. Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
That's it, brother.
I'll assure you that this won't be the